Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the recording Vicksburg Blues by Butch Thompson and Pat Donahue. We heard A Minor Fantasy written by Pat. Vicksburg Blues is on Red House Records. This week, our program is devoted to songs about outlaws and bandits, always a prime subject for folk music. Open with one of my favorite outlaw songs, Billy Gray by Norman Blake. A gentle song about Sarah McRae and her outlaw boyfriend, Billy Gray. As is often the situation, she still loves him despite his shortcomings. Billy Gray is on Blind Dog from Norman and Nancy Blake on Rounder Records. We'll follow that with Darlin' Corey from the late Greg Hooven and his band from the recording The Harry Smith Connection on Smithsonian Folkways. Songs about outlaws and bandits on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Here's Norman and Nancy Blake.
Billy Gray rode in the gantry back in 83. There he did meet young Sarah McRae. The wild rose of morning, that pale flower dawning, the herald of springtime in his young life that day. Sarah, she could not see the daylight of reality. In her young eyes, Billy bore not a flaw. Knowing not her chosen one, it was a hired gun, wanted back in Kansas City by the law. Then one day a tall man came riding o'er the Badland, flying to the north of New Mexico. He was overheard to say he was looking for Bill Gray, a ruthless man and a dangerous outlaw. And the deadly news came creeping to Billy fast sleeping there in the Clarendon Bar and Hotel. He fled toward the old church upon the outskirts, thinking that he'd climb up to the old steeple bell. But a rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying there in the dust of the road where he fell. Sarah, she ran to him, cursing the lawman, accepting no reason, knowing that he was killed. Thank you. in that same old white frame house where she first met Billy some 40 years ago. And the wild rose of morning she'd faded with the dawning of every day of sorrow that the long years have sown. And written on a stone where the dusty winds have long blown 18 words to a passing world saying, true love knows no season, no rhyme nor no reason, just as is cold as the Granger County clay. Yes, true love knows no season, no rhyme nor no reason, just as is cold as the Granger County clay.
You sleep so sound for those highway robbers waiting, and my deal will almost be down. Wake up, darling Corey, and go and fetch me my gun. Lord, I ain't no man for trouble, but I'll die before I'll run. Well, the last time I seen darling Corey, sitting on the banks of the sea, had a 44 strapped around her and a banjo on her knee.
Becky stepped out on a soft May morning, rifle in her hand, saying, I will walk these Allegheny Mountains till I find who stole my man. She went till she came to a fresh cleared field, stumps piled up by the side, and there she saw her own sweet Joseph talking with his new young bride. She leaned her rifle behind an oak, stepped out on the fresh cleared land, saying, how do you like your new built cabin? How do you like my man? Then Joseph spoke in a voice of anger, edge as sharp as a knife. If you'll take off that ring I gave you, I will give it to my new young wife. I will take off this ring you gave me, though I will surely die. But I will go behind this oak so she will not see me cry. She turned around with a look of sorrow, went behind that tree. Then she stepped out with her red hair blazing, rifle against her knee. Red-haired Becky went from village to village saying, "Have you seen my Joe?" Some say he's gone to California to dig the yellow gold. We have not seen your own sweet Joseph. He's vanished into air. Perhaps he's gone to the western country to seek his fortune there. Red-haired Becky sits on the porch of her cabin, baby on her knee, saying, "How do you like this new plowed field some stranger cleared for me? There's a deep dark hole in the bend of the river where the rapids rush by the creek. The trout swim by a rusting rifle whose voice will never speak."
We're listening to songs about bandits and outlaws this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Woody Guthrie's classic, Pretty Boy Floyd, from the Byrds, from their classic, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, on Columbia Records. And before that, we heard from Sarah Lynch Thomason and Sam Gleaves from their recording I Have Known Women, songs by Cy Conn celebrating women's lives and struggles. And we heard Red-Haired Becky, which is somewhat related to Pretty Polly. But this time, Red-Haired Becky has a rifle. It's on Strictly Country Records. Sarah Lynch Thomason and Sam Gleaves. And before that, a recording made live at Wolf Trap in 1997, celebrating the Harry Smith Collection. We heard Greg Hooven and his string band with Darlin' Corey. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And we let off that set with Norman and Nancy Blake and Billy Gray from their recording Blind Dog on Rounder. We're going to lead off this next set with Guy Clark from his second recording, Texas Cookin', and The Last Gunfighter Ballad on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Now the old gunfighter on the porch stared into the sun, relived the days of living by the gun, when deadly games of pride were played, living was mistakes not made, and the thought of the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke, I smell the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. And you can almost feel the weight of the gun, and as always, keep your back to the sun, and it's faster than snakes or a blink of the eye, and it's a time for all slow men to die, and his eyes get squinty and his fingers twitch, and he empties his gun at the son of a bitch, and he's hit by the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke, hit by the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. And the burn of the bullet is only a scar, and he's back in his chair in front of the bar, and the streets are empty and the blood's all dried, and the dead are dust and the whiskey's inside, so buy him a drink, lend him an ear, he's nobody's fool and the only one here remembers the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Remember the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. He said, I stood in that street before it was paved, learned shoot or be shot before I could shave. I did it all for the money and fame, and noble was nothing but feeling no shame, and nothing was sacred save staying alive. And all that I learned from a Colt 45 was to curse the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Curse the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. Now he's just an old man no one believes, says he's a gunfighter, the last of the breed, and there are ghosts in the street seeking revenge, calling him out to the lunatic fringe. Now he's out in the traffic, checking the sun, and he's killed by a car as he goes for his gun. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke. So much for the smell of the black powder smoke, and I stand in the street at the turn of a joke.
Come here, buddies, and listen to my song. I might sing it right, I might sing it wrong. Tell you the tale of Otto Wood. I can't sing it all, but I wish I could. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto Wood, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. Shop on a rainy day, got in a quarrel with a clerk named Gray, pulled a pistol, struck him blows. This is the way that the story goes. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, what, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. Brought him in, but done no good. They couldn't hold a man called Otto Wood.
dressed in a hold-up gang, got shot in the breast. Brought him in, but he couldn't go free. They sent him away to the penitentiary. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto Wood, why didn't you run? Sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. And he hated the law, and he just wouldn't take nobody's jaw. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto Wood, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto Wood, why didn't you run? The sheriff pulled out that 44 gun.
Promised you'd meet me at Adams this spring. Some money you'd bring me and other fine things. No money have I to better this case. We'll go and get married. It'll be no disgrace. Come get up behind me. Away we will ride to yonder's bright city. I'll make you my bride. I got up behind him. Away we did ride to yonder's deep river, where the water flows wide. Little Omi, little Omi, I'll tell you my mind. My mind is to drown you and leave you behind. Oh, pity, and spare me my life. Let me go a beggar if I can't be your wife. No pity, no pity, no pity have I. In yonder's deep river, your body shall lie. I beat her, I banged her, till she scarcely could stand. I threw her in the river below the mill dam. Little Omi was missing, nowhere could be found. Her friends and relation all gathered around. Up spoke her old mama, to the rest she did say, Jamie Randall has killed her and's now run away. Jamie Randall's arrested, as I understand. They've got him in prison for killing a man. Jamie Randall's in Ireland, in prison bound down. He wrote his confession and sent it around. You may kill me, you may hang me, for I am the man. I drowned little Omi below the mill dam.
What pleasure had Tom Wong, Tim Hart.
The lady came from Baltimore. All she wore was lace. She didn't know that I was poor. She never saw my face. I was there to steal her money, take her rings and run. And then I fell in love with a lady, got away with a nun. The house she lived in had a wall to keep the robbers out. She never stopped to think it all. That's what I'm about. I was there to steal her money, take her rings and run. And then I fell in love with a lady, got away with nothing. Her daddy said I was a thief and didn't marry her for love. But I was Susan's true belief, married her for love. I was there to steal her money, take her rings and run. And then I fell in love with a lady and got away with love. A lady came from Baltimore. All she wore was lace. She didn't know that I was poor. She never saw my place. I was there to steal her money, take her rings and run. And then I fell in love with a lady, got away with a nun.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2125. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from the CD Vicksburg Blues from Butch Thompson and Pat Donahue on Red House Records. We just heard Yancey Blues. Before that, we heard from Paul Siebel and the title track of his second album, Jackknife Gypsy. That's on Elektra Records. And before that, a live recording from Tim Hardin, recorded on April the 10th, 1968, at Town Hall in New York City. And we heard The Lady Came from Baltimore. That's from Tim Hardin in concert on Chronicles Records. And before that, we heard from the wonderful Appalachian ballad singer, Addie Graham, and Omi Wise. The story behind Omi Wise, or Naomi Wise, as she was truly known, happened in 1808 in April. She went missing in Randolph County, North Carolina. Her boyfriend's name was Jonathan Lewis, and his parents were not in favor of the courtship. So she was later found drowned. And when they did an autopsy, her body was found to be pregnant. Interesting that in the ballad itself, Jonathan Lewis is known as Jimmy Randall. Addie Graham, been a long time traveling. That's on June Apple Recordings. And before that, we heard from the Macabre Brothers and their recording Traditional Murder Ballads and Otto Wood. They're made up of Pete Kosky on the guitar and David O'Dell on the banjo. That's on Roan Records out of Glenville, West Virginia. And we let off that set with Guy Clark from his recording Texas Cookin' and The Last Gunfighter Ballad. That's been reissued on Sugar Hill Records, originally on RCA. We're going to lead off this next set with a couple of tracks from the soundtrack recording by Ry Cooder of the movie The Long Riders. Here's Harry Carey talking about the James Brothers, and then we'll hear Jesse James from Ry Cooder. Here are some more songs about bandits and outlaws on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'll tell you about Jesse and Frank James. My grandfather was personally acquainted with them. My grandfather lived on the southern edge of Baxter County, Arkansas, and they stayed all night with him lots of nights. And my grandfather told me there was a lot of those robberies that was laid to Jesse and Frank James, and he knew they didn't do it because they was at his place when it happened. But you couldn't tell the public that. When they get their minds made up that somebody's done something, why, the public's going to stick to it anyway. My grandfather, he knew them as boys. And they could come to his place and go without anybody paying attention because nobody expected them down in Arkansas, see, because they was from Missouri. Now that's the story that my grandfather told me when I was just a boy. And he said that Frank James at that World's Fair, I think it was 1901 in St. Louis, him and Frank were both there. My grandfather and Frank James were together there. And that Frank James offered to bring Jesse there alive. He said that the man that the Ford boys killed wasn't Jesse James at all, but the fellow they killed was just about the size of Jesse, and he was red-headed, and he wasn't any relation to the Fords. See, Jesse James was a known cousin to Charles and Bob Ford. That's what my grandfather said. He said Jesse and Frank were not even in that part of the country when that fellow was killed. And the Ford boys, why, they collected $1,000 for killing Jesse James. Now, the song says that the Ford boys killed Jesse, but none of us up here in the mountains believe that. No, sir.
stars were shining bright when they robbed that Union train. And it was one of the younger boys that gathered in the spoil and carried that money away. There. He thought he heard a noise, and as it turned his head, well, a bullet killed him dead, fired by Bob Ford, one of the boys. Poor Jesse had a wife.
Pancho Villa crossed the border in the year of odd 16. The people of Columbus still hear him riding through their dreams. He killed 17 civilians, you could hear the women scream. Blackjack Pershing on a silver horse was waiting in the wings. Tonight we ride, tonight we ride. We'll skin old Pancho Villa and make shafts out of his hide. Shoot his horse, Siete Leguas, and his 27 brides. Tonight we ride, boys, tonight we ride. We rode for 3 long years till Blackjack Pershing called it quits. When Jackie wasn't looking, I stole his fine spade bit. He was tied upon a stallion, so I rode away on it to the wild Sonoran desert, so dry you couldn't spit. Tonight we ride, you bastards dare. We'll hunt the wild Comanche and take bounties on their hair. They'll be riding to old Juarez, climb up the whorehouse stairs. Tonight we ride, boys, tonight we ride. Yeah! What a... When I'm too damn old to sit a horse, I'll steal the warden's car, break my ass out of this prison, leave my teeth there in a jar. You don't need no teeth for kissing girls or smoking cheap cigars. I'll sleep with one eye open beneath God's celestial stars. Tonight we rock, tonight we roll. We'll rob El Paso liquor stores for the rapists out of gold. If we drink ourselves to death, ain't that the cowboy way to go? Tonight we ride, girls, tonight we ride, tonight we fly. We're heading west to the deserts near the ocean where the eagle makes his nest. But if our bones should rot in here, we'll consider we are blessed. Tonight we ride, boys, tonight we ride. Get it? Tonight we ride, girls. Tonight we ride. Molly!
Dug her grave 2 foot wide and only 3 foot deep. Throwed her in the yellow clay.
Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill little Ari Foster, poor boy found who died. Hand me down my banjo, lay it on my knee. This time tomorrow, it'll be no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill little Ari Foster, poor boy you're bound to die.
Desperate little man, he carried two guns every day. He killed a man on that East Virginia line. John Hardy, he better got away. John Hardy, he better got away. John Hardy went down to that eastbound bridge. He thought that he would be free. But up stepped a man and took him by the hand, saying, Johnny, better walk along with me. Saying, Johnny, better walk along with me. John Hardy had a pretty little girl. The dress that she wore was blue. She come a-skipping through that old jail hall, saying, Papa, I've been Papa, I've been true to you. John Hardy had another little girl. The dress that she wore was red. She come a-skipping through that old jail hall, saying, Papa, I had rather be dead. Saying, Papa, I had rather be dead. I've been to the east, I've been to I've traveled this whole world round. I've been to the river and I've been baptized, but now I'm on my hanging ground. But now I'm on my hanging ground. John Hardy walked up to the scaffold high with his pretty little wife by his side. And the very last words poor John Hardy said, by and by, I will meet you in the sweet by and by.
Fence with her back up against a rail. Sick and sore, can't run no more, and her tears fall hot on a trail. Old Franklin knows not to make no sound, and he lays there quiet until he pricks up his ears, cause he hears the hounds on the trail to the top of the hill. She hears them too, she knows they're coming, she pulls herself up with a sob. They won't catch me till I get plumb to the top of Baldy Knob. I shot that man, I'll shoot myself. Don't care if you don't think I will.
Come on, old dog, let's take through the woods on the trail to the top of the hill. You better run, sister, run, run, sister, run. Last night I laid in the devil's bed and I rolled in the devil's arm. Such a pretty boy, I lost my head and I gave him all my charms. Then I held my pistol to his brow and laid him low and still. Then I took his dog through the cold dark swamp as the dawn at the top of the hill. You better run, sister, run, run, sister, run, run, sister, run to the top of the hill. Arlene lays back at the top of the track, says, look down there, old dog, where the sun shines bright off a tin roof shack way down in the shimmering bog. Do you see that devil where we left him lying naked as we flew? See the pretty boy face with one red eye between two eyes of blue. Old Franklin whines and cuts his eyes at the girl laying on the bank. This one last shot, she says, it's mine, and the devil take you, Frank. Then she stepped to the cliff as the fog swirls round, the bloodhounds following still. But all they find is one more hound on the trail at the top of the hill. You better run, sister, run, run, sister, run, run, sister, run to the top of the hill. Run, sister, run.
We've been listening to songs about bandits and outlaws this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. That was the Red Clay Ramblers from A Lie of the Mind, soundtrack to Sam Shepard's play, and we heard Run, Sister, Run. That's on Sugar Hill Ryka Disc Records from a long time ago. And before that, from an equally long time ago, we heard from Hamper McGee and the recording Cumberland Moonshiner, the Prestige Folklore recordings. And we heard John Hardy. That was Guy Carawan playing the 12-string guitar behind Hamper. That was originally released on Prestige Folklore Records back in 1964, reissued now on Spring Fed Records from Middle Tennessee State University. And before that, we heard from Susan Pepper and her recording Hollerin' Girl and her take on Tom Dooley. That's on Ballad Records, her record label. And before that, we heard from Tom Russell along with Andrew Harden and Tonight We Ride from Tom's recording Old Songs Yet to Sing. That's on Frontera Records. And we let off that set with a couple of tracks from The Long Riders from the soundtrack by Ry Cooter. We heard the story of the James Brothers, and then we heard the song Jesse James. That's on Warner Brothers Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records studio. And perhaps we won't have to say this much longer. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio magazine. This is episode 2125.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over. out a song. I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning.